Exclusive, Representative Barry Moore, illegals committing DUIs should be deported. By Bradley J. on February 2, 2024. Representative Barry Moore, RL, joined Breitbart News Daily to discuss his bill that passed the House Wednesday to force the deportation of illegal aliens who commit a DUI, as well as the ongoing battle to craft a border bill. If they catch these criminal illegals or criminal aliens here in the country, they're drinking and driving. They just turn them loose in many cases, Moore told host Mike Slater. And so we just said, you know what, we're going to give local law enforcement and the judges the ability to deport them and make them inadmissible back into the country. And so it's one of those things that I think it will protect citizens. More and more, all of these people pouring across the southern border. They're driving, they don't have, in some cases, no license. Well, no license at all in most cases, and then they certainly don't always have insurance, Moore said of many illegal aliens who drink and drive. If it was you and me, our insurance would be cancelled. We'd probably get our driver's license taken away, he said. We had to have some sort of system to say, hey, these people at least need to be gone. I can't think of a more common sense bill, Slater said. Moore outlined the argument made by Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, who led the Democrats in opposition. Well, what if you were just sitting in your driveway and you happened to be inebriated, you know, and your car was, you know. Just, you would not believe this, Moore said. He continued, Rep. Pramila Jayapal, DWE, got up and tried to, you know, make this, there's always maybe one half of 0.1% of a person who might have been sitting in their driveway drunk, who was here illegally, and had a beer in the car and the keys in the ignition. But, you know, they weren't out driving and drinking, so why would we deport them? They don't want any accountability on that side. I was amazed that we got 150 no votes. But I was also shocked that 59 went along with us. Moore said border security is the premier issue facing our nation right now. Every American, it don't matter race, it doesn't matter party, it doesn't matter political ideology. You know that we have a crisis on the southern border and our nation is being invaded. It's an election year, so I, the bill, put a lot of pressure on them. But there were still 100 people that just said, no, we're not going to ever hold anybody accountable except conservative Americans. He detailed other examples of American citizens being discriminated against by Democrat policies. What about these guys that beat up this police officer the other day and they got out without bail in New York? They just turned them right back out. And they were just thumbing their nose and flipping the birds at the camera. Man, we got a problem. These people are coming in, breaking our laws, they're above our laws now. And they are just basically, you know, 10 million of them, I think now. The state of Alabama's entire population is only 5 million people. Joe Biden has magically replaced my state's population in just 30 months. Slater discussed how Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, has said that opposing the Biden border deal, of which details have not yet been released, would be a dereliction of duty for a congressman. What's an unacceptable dereliction of my duty is funding, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the process of impeaching him, Moore replied. He's not going to do anything with the money we give those guys to the border. He continued, you can't trust this administration with more money. Biden has everything he needs from day one to close the border, just like Trump did. Moore went on, we can fix the border problem. Biden don't need more money. He don't need another law. He just needs an excuse, and we shouldn't be giving one to him. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.